Okay, today's daf is daf Samach Dalid. Samach Gimel and Samach Dalid are the two daf in the beginning of Perek Merubo, which has much of it is Limudim and Sukkim. Tomorrow is really the start of where many who say, who learn Merubo start with daf Samach Hei. They do Samach Beis Mabeis, and then they start with daf Samach Hei with tomorrow's discussion. But first we have today's unique Amud and Daf. There's only one Daf Samach Dalet in Bava Kama, so you can't skip it, right? You have to get to start with Samach Hei. So Baruch Hashem, we have Samach Dalet. But a few points still on Samach Gimel Amud Beis, which I did not get to. Okay, Samach Gimel Amud Beis is all about Ganav and Toin Tainas Ganav. But as we've mentioned in the past, this is a unique Mechudish type of concept, especially Rav Shlomo Zalman's way of asking the question is, the way that many Achronim ask, Maha Hevdel, what's the difference between Toin Tainas Ganav and Toin Tainas Avad? After all, in both cases, you were given an object to guard, or you found an object, or somehow you have somebody else's object, and you stole it either way. You took it, but you said something different happened to it. You said it was lost, you said it was stolen. What difference should it make? All of a sudden, Toin Tainas Ganav pays Kefil, and Toin Tainas Avad does not pay Kefil. You just have to return the Karen. So why should it make any difference? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, this is his formulation, Ubier, she is so din toin tainas ganav who? What's the root din of toin tainas ganav? Shehitilu alavis haonesh shekava ba'atzmo. He is koveya his own onesh. Shebozeshu toin shapikado nignav v'choretas mishpato shel aganav l'shalim shnayim v'abaylam ha'eminuhu b'kach. You say it was stolen, and the Bailam believe you that it was stolen to accept kefel for the pikadon. Therefore the Torah says, kidvarecha kainhu. You were Mechayef Kefal, so you have to pay Kefal. Similar idea to Kasher Zamam. Kasher Zamam Lasu Lachim, you wanted to be Mechayef Kefal, so therefore you're going to be Mechayef Kefal. But Nim says, L'chol, L'chol, L'shalim, Shnayim, Kavo, Shemayet, Ba'at, Bucha. Zeush, Iker, Hatam, Shal, Toin, Tainas, Ganav, Shem, Shalim, Kefal. But lo mishem, Shem, Be'emes, Yesh, Alav, Din, Ganav. It's a din in the Onesh. It's a din of if you say you want to give this Onesh, you're going to get this Onesh. Mida, Kenegan, Mida. Mashayen came in Toin, Tainas, Avad. Right, and therefore, by Toin Tainas Avad, you wouldn't say that. So therefore, that is Rav Shlomo Zalman. So then he says, Yesh la his topic, he says, what if you say, Toin Tainas Ganav B'machteres? Right, it was stolen in a machteres, meaning at a time when somebody tunneled into my house, and at that moment, I had the option of killing him. Right, the din of a rodef, Toin Tainas Ganav B'machteres, and therefore he would be putter. He would be putter. If this ganav would be found, he would still be putter. So, in that case, do we say Toin Tainas ganav is putter? Is it really a din of whatever onesh you wanted to inflict? So, therefore, you are going to get that onesh, and therefore you'd be putter in that case or not? So, that is a question that Rav Shlomo Zalman brings up.
How did you want to inflict kefil? I understand the concept
in that
of kefil, because not only do I want to cause you a loss, but I get the gain. So
in a regular case?
Therefore, I'm paying double. Whether I say it was lost or stolen, I still keep it.
Right, now, so you are going to keep it, but the person, the ganav who would be found, the ganav who
is...
There is no ganav, but the Bailam believe you that there is a ganav, and if this person is somehow found, that doesn't exist. I mean, the ganav that... The claim, the false claim, the trumped-up claim. The other way of formulating the question... Again, there are different ways of formulating the question of Toin Tainas ganav. Another way is... Rav Gusman's way, and that is it a din of Geneva or is it a din of Shmira? Meaning, if you are my Shomer, so a Shomer Chinam has certain obligations, and a Shomer Sachar has obligations, and one of the obligations is, if you claim that it was stolen and it wasn't, then you have to pay Kefal. It's a din of Shmira. And that is reflected, the greatest riot to the din of Shmira is the difference of claims. Right? The fact that there's a difference of claims means... If it's a din of Geneva, it should make a difference what you claimed. If it's a din of, you stole it. But if it's a din of Shmira, that would make sense. The problem with that is that you never have Kefel by Shmira. Never have Kefel by Shmira. Kefel is a din of Mechudash in Geneva. So that's why, that from that detail, it seems that it is pointed to the fact that it is a din of Geneva. So hopefully we'll get to a diak of of Rav Gusman in a minute. Just two more points related to Amud Beis, and then we'll continue. The Gemara said that one is obligated to take a shvua. Toin Tainas Ganav is no, there's not mechuyev unless one takes a shvua. That's what we said on the fifth or sixth wide line. But we're going to get to in a minute a continuation of that detail. But the Achronim have a discussion also about the shvua. Is a shvua a part and parcel of what's needed for the Maisa Geneva? Ha'im Ikara Geneva, sorry, I said the other one first. Is the shvua not really part of the geneva? It's just a tznai that's required. Ikra geneva hu akfira v'ashvua hu rak tznai tzdadi l'chi of kefel. Or do you say that no, the geneva, the quasi geneva, is not completed until you take the shvua? And what might you say is the nafkamina? So the Rishlomo Zalman again says the nafkamina might be: does the object still have to be in your possession when you take the shvua? When you take the shvua. Hayim chalos geneva hi b'shas kfira v'shvua ina ela tnai ba'alma, or chalos geneva ina ela b'shas shvua. Im tsarach shetehe geneva b'rshuso gam b'shas ha'shvua, o shedayim hayi b'rshuso b'shas ha'kfira. So if you say it's a din in the, if the shvua is just a tznai tzdadi, but the geneva happened already, then it does not have to be in your rishus anymore. The real geneva took place. Shvua is cementing, the shvua is finishing, but you don't really have to have the object in your rishus anymore. Masha'enkein, if it is part of the geneva, so you can't steal something unless it's in your rishus, as we'll get to on the end of today's daf. Masha'enkein, if it is a din, if the right part of the geneva itself. But one final point, and this we mentioned already a few days ago, and that is a sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam comes up with a case of Toyntai and Nizgana that Yechayev Kefel without a shvua. Without a shvua. It sounds like it's against the Gemara. But the Rambam has that case without a shvua. The Rambam Hilchos Geneva, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud. Shomer Sheganav Meirishuso. A shomer that steals from his own rishus. What's the case? Kagon. Sheganav Tleme Eider Shuvkar Etzlo. I give a shepherd 1,000 sheep to watch. And you, nonchalantly, take one away. So you only return me 999 sheep. So there's one sheep that I don't know about. Or the sella mi kis shuhufkad eslo. You give me a bag of money and I return it to you and I take away I took a dime. Right, there's no shear for Geneva. So im yeshal of edim chayiv bekefel. Right, if there are edim, you're chayiv kefel. This is a shomer, shagana mershuso. You're chayiv kefel. V'yava bishechzer asela limkoma v'atzla le'edra or is a chayiv achriyuso ashi yodiyah la habaylim. Shari kolsa shmiraso uki'ilu lo hechzer klum ashi yodiyah labalas. Oh, that's the Rambam. It says the Ravid, Amarvram, ze eno klum. Three words. Say no klum is nothing. So all the achronim ask on the Rambam, this is a case l'chora of toitai nizganav, and there's no shvua, right? Shomer shaganav mirshusos. How does that work? So says Rav Meir Sivcha, says the Ar Sameach, this is an exception to the rule, but it fits into the same idea as the rule. And that is what? Why is a shvua usually required? Right? This is a support for our daf. How do you understand a daf? Why is a shvua usually required by toitai nizganav? Because I go to you and say, where's my object? And you say, well, I don't have it. I still have legal recourse. I could still force you to do something else. Swear to me that it was stolen. The second that you swear to me that it was stolen, I'm finished. There's nothing else I could do. You swore it was stolen. I can't do anything else. You swore. That's why that's the nail in the coffin of my object. I'm never going to get it back. I give up. That's the gemar. That's why you normally need a shvua, because that's the finishing up, and I have no other recourse. I'm finished. But let's say you could come up with a case as the Ar Sameach, where I'm finished and I can't claim anything even without the shvua. For example, I'm never even going to know that it was ever stolen. So that's also a case. You don't need the shvua there. So in this case of the sheep, you get back. You're going to count up your sheep, 999. You get back a package. You assume that that's as much as a sheep that you got. So even without the shvua, you're never going to claim. So just taking it in that case is the Maisa Geneva. You don't need the shvua. Because usually the shvua is what makes you say, I don't have any more legal recourse. Here you don't even realize, but you don't have the legal recourse. That's what he says. Baraki nishba benifkar, oz nigmar gnevaso, hanik firaso, to oz shavi rachmanik aganavosan kefel. The kolzeb b'mafkin etzlo dover monui viadua. Usually if you give something that is counted and specific, l'mafkin v'toyin achar zesh nignava. Avamisha maser eidel aroa, where you're never going to know, shal yakar amafkin halo midasa shomer shavailam lo yada. And I know you're never going to know. Lo yargish l'tovo. Right when you take it, it's going to be finished, and that's why the Rambam says in this case that you don't need a shvua. Okay, so that is Toyntai Nizganav and the shvua. Okay, we continue the limudim. Where are we up to? So let's start again from. Okay, there's no stopping point. Let's start with about 10 lines up from the bottom. Right, we're going back and forth in terms of two opinions. What do they do with the psukim? So according to the opinion that says both parts of the pasuk, im himatse and im lo yimatse, are talking about toitai nesganav, and the one of them excludes Tointinus Avad. Ganav Hagana Maidarish Bay, what does he use with Ganav Hagana for? Amalachami Bailak Rabhibar Abba Rabbi Yochanan. He uses it to teach you Rabbi Yochanan's did. Dam Rabhib Abba Rabbi Yochanan, Hatointinus Ganabi Pikadon, Misham Tashlume Kefel. Tavachu Bachar, Misham Tashlume Dalabehe. Not only does Tointinus Ganav pay Kefel, but if he ended up being the shechting it or selling it, he will also be Dalabehe. Says Rashi. Look at Rashi, second wide line in Rashi. Mishatash Lomidal Vehei, Kiganav Atzmo, Denafgale Meganav Haganav. That's what you learned it out from.
Can we just say that if it's Machlokas, if it's not in his Rishus, whether.
If it's not in his Rishus at the time of the Shvua. So the question is, when did this take place? You don't know when this might have taken place after he swore. Even after he swore about it, and then he checks it and sells it. It could still be in his Rishus at the time that he swore. The Shvua is before. We had that machlok, another machlok, which hopefully we'll get back to. Does it make the order make a difference? Because the order, the Rambam says that the Shvu has to be before, and the Ravid says it makes no difference. Maybe it's Loshitasa. So says Rashi, Kaganav Asma, that Afkele be Ganav Haganav. Ask Rav Gusman, why is Rashi saying this here? He's like a Ganav himself. What's that Ganav himself? We've been talking about this for two plot. Dafka, when the Gemara brings in the halacha that a Gotai that is Ganav can pay Dalav Behei, that's where Rashi says Kaganav Asma. The Cesar of Gusman, because the idea of Kefel doesn't totally tip you off whether this is really a din of Geneva or a din of Shmira. Because it could be that if you stole it, you know, so you could be Chayv Kefel, maybe that's something to talk about, that Kefel could be in the world of Shmira. But Dalad Vehei is totally a din of Geneva. Totally a din of Geneva. And therefore, that's why Rashi Dafka here waits to say Kaganav Atzmo by when the Gemara brings in Dalad Vehei, because that's the real Raya, that it's a din of Geneva. Right, this is Rashi Lushitasa we quotes. We had back on Dav Dalad Mabes, where the Gemara had all the lists of the Avos Tzikin. So we had the list of Rav Oshia, we had the list of Rav Chiya, and Rav Chiya there says, the Gemara says, why don't you list Toin Ganav and Ganav separately? Because Toin Tanav Ganav is it's Kaganav Atzmo. And that's Rashi has that Lushin there too. Sure, who Chayev, right? Loba Toin Ganav, Loba Ganav, because he's who Chayev Bakulo, he's stolen himself. So again, Rashi has strong formulations that Toin Tanav Ganav is itself Ganav. Weiter, man da mach hab gane hab toy tanes ganov, tay ganov hab ganov af kilomut tanes avad. So according to the one who says one of the psukim is about ganov, one is about toy tanes ganov, ganov hab ganov is excluding if your toy tanes avad, you don't pay kefel. So the rabbi barabim inale, so how does he know this din that a toy tanes ganov could also pay dalva hay? Or malacha hakesha hu ve mishiven ala kesha. It's a hekesh, because after all, in the same pasuk you have ganov and toy tanes ganov. So if it's a hekesh, just like ganov pays dalva hay, so too, a Toin Tanis Ganav could pay Dalad Vehei. That's Hekesh. Which, by the way, has the strength of a Daraisa. Hekesh has the strength of a Daraisa. Vaitas. Bishma Lamanda Amar Chad Begadav Achad Betoin Tanis Ganav Shapir. According to the one who says that the Psukim were one about Ganav, one about Toin Tanis Ganav, fine. Elamanda Amar Travaya Betoin Tanis Ganav, Ganav Atzmo Minale. If you learn both Psukim in the Kefal context, talking about Toin Tanis Ganav, how do you know that a regular Ganav pays Kefal? We're so used up by Toy Tainas Ganav. There's no separate positive that seems to be capable by Ganav. How do you know that? Right? Lo signo over the in that sense diverse, that's about kidnapping. Doesn't say kefil anyway. So Vachit Tema Lacy Bakavachomer, Bitoin Tainas Ganav, but you learn from a Kavachomer. If you claim it, so surely if you did it. You actually did do it here. But why don't you say that? So Dai Love Amin Adin Lios Kinidon. That should be exactly like the Malamed. Dayo, right? We had Dayo earlier, Daf Chafei. That's the main sugi of Dayo and Shas. By Rabbi Tarfon, we had Dayo. The Makar by Miriam Hanavia. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that she has to stay, right? And we spoke there about what exactly? Why do you need a Kavachomer? Right? It's a command from Kadosh Baruch Hu. But that was the Din Daraisa of Dayo on Daf Chafei. So why do you say Dayo here? Stay for even a regular Ganav Shenit Shvua. So Nafkale Midatana Debei Chizkia. No, you learned it from Tana Debei Chizkia. What's Tana Debei Chizkia? Tana Debei Chizkia is going to take up the next 45 lines of the Gemara. We're going to get up to the end of this line, the point in the middle of Tana Debei Chizkia. That's where we're going to get back to this conversation. That this all is going to be Tana Debei Chizkia, and therefore, you know, that's what they use it for. And then we're going to get back to the discussions of what they use different psukim for. Okay, so right now, hold our breaths. Don't hold our breaths, but from now until the middle of Samot Dalad Mabez is a quote of a brisa of Tana Debei Chizkia, and the whole Amid and a half is figuring out what the Prat of the brisa is. Okay, and then we're going to get back to in the middle of Samot Dalad Amid Beis. So here we go. Tana Debei Chizkia has the following brisa, which is somewhat unclear, but the Gemara is going to explain each line. Yomar Shor. Oh, so just to have to keep the pasuk in mind. As we learn this brisa, it's good to have it in front of you. Some of you probably, some of your gemaras, you have it quoted. But the pasuk in Parachaf Aleph, pasuk Gimel, in Shmos. The pasuk says, I'll read it to you. It's not a hard pasuk. If it's found in your hand, Hageneva, Mishor ad Chamar ad Se, Chayim, Shnayim Yishalim. That's the pasuk. Right, if it's found in a double lashon, if it's found in your hand, hageneva, the geneva, mishar al chamar atzeh chayim, an ox, a donkey, a sheep, chayim, alive, shayim yishalim. You got to pay kefal there. So, keeping that pasuk in mind. So, what this whole brisa is about, what do you need every phrase in that pasuk for? That's the brisa. So, yomar shar the geneva v'hakol bechlal. Why doesn't the Torah just say shar and geneva, and we know everything else included? Ilu kacha yisi omer, if that's what it would have said, maha prat mefurish, karav lagabi mizbeach, av kol karav lagabi mizbeach, I would have said no, just like the example given, is something that could be given on the mizbeach, a kosher animal, a shor, so to anything, you know what's included in kefel, your chayv kefel for all kosher animals, that not only kosher, but that can be run on the mizbeach, I mean, not even chickens, ma yish lachavi, so what would you include if that's all it said, seh, you would have included a sheep. So kshihu omer seh, hari seh amur. So what does it have to say sheep for? So when it says sheep, it must be this, the word sheep is including sheep. Hamani mekayim geneva. So what about the first word of geneva in the pasuk? What is that coming to include? It can't be generalizing what Shar was teaching me, because you already know that by seh. So what's the word geneva including? Lerabos kol davar. Must be including anything that you're chayef kefal for. That's the first part of the brisa. Then we have the second part of the brisa. B. Yomar shor seh v'geneva v'akol bechlal. Fine. So it could have said shor and seh and geneva, and everything would be included. So then the Gebraisa continues, Ilu kacha yisi omer, maha prat mefurish, dover hakadosh bebechora, just like the prat is something that is has kedusha from its womb, right? All kosher animals have kedusha from their womb. That's the carbon bechor. I've called dover hakadosh bebechora, so I would have included anything that has kedusha from the womb. Ma'ish tachal lahavi chamar, I would have included donkey. Shomer chamar. So why does it say donkey in the pasuk? Kare chamar amur. So the donkey must include donkey. So my hama ani makayim geneva. So what? So now we're back to the question. So what is the general word of stealing something in the pasuk? Teach me. Larabos kol davar. That's including everything. And C. Third part of the brisa. Yomar shor v'chamar v'seh v'geneva v'akol bechlal. So you could have said all three. Shor chamar and seh, and everything would be included. So then ikalu kacha yisi omer. Would have said that maha prat mefurish balei chayim. Just like the examples are all live animals, av kol balei chayim, so to all balei chayim, ma'ish l'chol l'havi, sha balei chayim. I would have included all animals, k'shu'ani omer chayim, hari chayim amur. So what did the next word in the pasuk say? Chayim, or balei chayim, I know balei chayim from that word. So then, hamani mekayim geneva, so I have to go back to what's the word geneva teaching me, l'rabos kol davar, to include everything, period. The one thought for this Amud, Rav Yosef Engel says in the Asvid Daraisa, we mentioned this piece in the past, but he talks about our Gemara. He said, it's interesting that on yesterday's daf, on Salma Gimel about Aleph, we had two steps regarding including birds. We said, if you include birds, maybe you only include kosher birds, right? Because their nevela is metame bebeis ablia. If you eat a kosher bird, a nevela of no kosher bird is metame you, but you wouldn't have included birds that are not kosher. Kamash Balon, you do. Here the Gemara doesn't mention that havamin at all. So why does the brisa yesterday, or the Gemara's opinion, not mention have that chiluk that you might have included nevelas of tahar, and here it doesn't say a word, as if to say there's no difference between those two. Just the fact that it has tuma, that is not a reason to make it more connected to the animals. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, Nasman Daraisa Simin Aleph. The first Simin in Nasman Daraisa, he says maybe the machlokas between yesterday's daf and today's daf is the question of how do we look at the Tumah of Nevelas Oftar, which has a whole Masechta in Seder Taurus about it. Nevelas Oftar, meaning I know if an animal dies, a non-bird, any other animal, there's Tumas Nevela. Kosher animal. If an animal is not shechted properly, the animal dies, that's a Nevela. Shreifa is shechted properly, but it just has another problem with it. Right? It has a hole in its lung. Something like that, but it's shechted properly, that's a Shreifa. I mentioned in the past that Rabbi Ganak said that Rabbi Chaim's Bar Mitzvah Drasha was the connection between Shreifa and Nevela. That was his Barmis Abshetel. Treif and Nevela, the connections between them. But when it comes to birds, there's no regular Tumas Nevela. Right? Nevela is an Avatuma, so that doesn't apply by birds. But the only Tuma there is, by a kosher bird that's not shechted, a Nevelas Of Tahar, it's Metamimi when I eat it. when it's in my throat. The time of Beis Ablia. So, what type of tumma is that? Rabbi Yosef Engel asks, is that a specialized tumas maga? It's matavim when it touches me, but it happens to be only when it's in my mouth. It's a unique tumas maga. Or do I say no? It's a tumas achila. Something totally different than we have anywhere else in tumma and tahara. That's his chakir, and he brings many rayas lakan lakan, most of them proving that it's a tumas achila, and therefore it's unique, and you can't compare it to anywhere else. But he says maybe that's the 2 days, yesterday's daf and today's daf. Yesterday's daf, where the Gemara said, Ahav Amina, maybe you would include Nevelas of Tahar. That's concluded by all other animals. Masha'en Kain, other Nevelas of Tameh, what's the Hav Amina? Because maybe the Gemara there thought that it's a Tumas Maga. It's a specialized Tumas Maga. If it's a specialized Tumas Maga, then there's at least a Dimyun. You can compare. This is a Tumas Maga. This Nevela, regular animals, has a Tumas Maga, and this is a Tumas Maga. It's a different kind of Tumas Maga, but if you could include one, you could say that these birds are somehow more, are closer in halacha to other animals. Masha'en Kain, by non-kosher animals, but totally, they have no tumas maga. Masha'en Kain, on today's daf, maybe the man Amar holds, Tana Bechizki holds, that it's a tumas achila. It's therefore so, you can't compare the Zahava Mina, maybe you don't include these birds. That has nothing to do with that tumah. It's not connected at all, the tumas achila, so that doesn't bring it any closer to the other animals. So that's why he says, that's why the Gemara would not quote it. But Tana Bechizki, Svirale, the tumas, it's totally qualitatively different. Right, and know this. That's what he says. Right there. That's the machlokas between yesterday. First of all, to have that pickup of yesterday having that havamina and today the Gemara doesn't have that havamina. That already is dayenu, to have that diuk, to recognize that. But then to give the lumbus behind it, that's what you need a Rabbi Yosef Engel for. Okay, so that is the end of the Braisa. So now we're going to talk about the Braisa. Remember, the whole point of this is in the middle of the next Amar. Amar Mar. Yomer Shor v'Geneva. So what did the Braisa say? It could have just said Shor and Geneva, and I would have included everything. The Gemara says, is that really true? First of all, Miksiv Shor v'Geneva. Geneva v'Shor v'Dechsiv. Remember, Geneva is the first word of the Pasuk. Imoy Matzeiti Matzevi Ado, Ha Geneva, Mishor al Chamor, etc. So what do you mean if it would have said Shor and Geneva? It says the opposite. The chitema ilu, and the opposite is worse, because remember we have the rules, right? Klalu prat ein bechlal elamashi beprat. If the general word is first, then you shouldn't say, "Oh, I would have included everything." No, you would have included nothing. Pratu klal, you would include everything if the word geneva is afterwards. But if the word geneva is first, then you, what's the comparison talking about? I would have included everything. No, you wouldn't. That would be a klalu prat, and you only include something like the prat. So Gemara says, "V'chitema ilunemar kamar." And if you want to say that the Braisa means this is what the Torah should have said, ilunemar, the Torah could have just said this, and I would have included. So ilunemar shor v'geneva, that's what it should have said. Umimat zamrit, can you say this? Because then the next line wouldn't fit in. Because mahaprat mufurash, right? Just like the prat is explicit, it's dat meaning karval gabi amizbeach. Havi shor prat v'geneva klal, pratu klal nasa klal most of all a prat. If it would have said that, I wouldn't have just limited it to carve lagabi mizbeach, because that would be a prado klal, which would include even more than the klal. Misrabu lekal mili? Question mark. So how do you read the first part of the brisa? It doesn't. What the brisa says is not what it says in the Torah. And if you want to switch it, the next line of the brisa doesn't fit in. So elakat kidakasiv kidaksiv kamri. So what you have to say as it's written. So then you back to the original question. Gineva v'shor. That's what it says. Umimas is amrit akol bechlal. So how could you say everything would have been included? Oh, ma pramafurish, or just like the prat is explicit, habili geneva klal v'shar prat. It would have been it is a klalu prat, because first it says the word geneva in the pasuk, and then it says the word shar. So klalu prat in bechlal al mashi beprat. Right? We say to Rabbi Yishmael, klalu prat means the Torah says something general and then limits it, so you only can include something like the prat shar in midiachin lo? Question mark. So what's Tana Bechizkiya talking about? Every line, all three parts of the brisa is if it would have said this, I would have included everything. So what does it have to say the next word for? You wouldn't have included everything. The general word is first. It would have been a klalu prat. So it would have been limited. So Amar Rava, you're right. There's a detail that's left out of the whole brisa. There's a word that's left out of the whole brisa, and this is what really it means. Tana achayim kasamechlei. The brisa of Tana Bechizki is really not talking about klalu prats and pratsu klals. It's talking about klalu pratu klals, meaning the last word in the pasuk. Hageneva mishar chamar etze chayim. So really, what Tana Bechizkiya means in all these cases is klal pradu klal, right? He's relying on the next word chayim, but klal pradu klal ka amrle. That's what the brisa means. Ask the Gemara 1 minute before explaining. But the two posts of the klal part of klal are not exactly parallel. The first one is Geneva, which includes everything, and Chayim, which is the end post, only includes Balei Chayim. So are you allowed to have a klal part of klal like that, where they're not exactly the same klalim? So Gemara answers, yeah. Hatana de Rabbi Shmuel, who is the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, Tekiya Gavna Darsh Klal Uprati. Yeah, Tana de Rabbi Shmuel holds that even if the klals are not the same, you can still darshan a klal uprat uklal. And now, let's go back to the Brisa. This is what Tana de Bechizki is really bothered by after the whole Brisa is said and done. We're going to say the punchline first, and then the Gemara is going to explain it. And this is, by the way, we brought this whole pasuk in here, the whole Brisa in here for. If he mati timati lamali, what the Brisa is all getting at, ultimately, as we'll see, is what is the first phrase in the pasuk teaching me? In himatei timatei viado, we're going to be able to learn something out of every other word in the pasuk, but himatei timatei is going to be extra. And that's how we're going to learn real ganav. That's what this whole Brisa is here for, and that was our original question. How does the person who learns the previous pasuk that we discussed on Sama Kimmel and Mabez, he uses that all for toyntain as ganav. So where does he learn real ganav from? He learns it from himatei timatei. That's going to be the punchline of the Gemara, the middle of the next Amud. But first we have to go through what the Brisa means. So now, Yomar Shar V'Geneva V'Chayim V'Hakol Bechlal, the pasuk could have said Prado Klal Prado Klal, meaning Shar, Geneva, and Chayim, Bako Bechlal, Ilu Kina Yisi Omer, if it would have said that, Ma Prad Mufurich Avar Krav Lagar Be'em Esbeach, Av Kol Krav Lagar Be'em Esbeach, I would have included all things, all kosher animals that are Hukrav, Ba'ish Bechavi Seh, I would have included Seh automatically, Kshu Omer Seh Ari Seh Amor, so what does it say Seh for? It must be to include Seh. So Hamani Mekayim Geneva, or Abbas Kol Davar, so what does the Kala Prad Klal include? It must be including everything. Next line of the Brisa. Yomar Geneva Vishar Viseh V'Chayim V'Hakol Bechlal. If it would have said all those words, Ilukena Yisi Omer Ma'afrat Mufurish Davar Kalish Rebechora V'Kol Davar Kalish Rebechora, I would have learned all items that have Kedusha from inception, from when they're born. Ma'ish L'Chavi Chamar, I would have included Chamar automatically. Kshu Omer Chamar Hare Chamar Amor. So when it says Chamar, it must be Chamar is including Chamar. So Amani Mekayim Geneva. So why is it say the general Geneva word? L'Rabbas Kol Davar. So it must be including everything. And finally, third part of the Brisa. Yomar Geneva Vishar Vesev Chamor V'Chayim V'Akol Bechlal. So say all of that, and I would have included everything. Ilukina Yisi Omer Ma Prat Mefurish Balechayim Avkol Balechayim. I would have included all live animals. Ma Yish Lachal Havi Shah Balechayim. I would have included all animals. Kshomer Chayim Harich Balechayim Amur. So when it says Balechayim, though, it must be that, you know, it's all included. Hamani Mekayim Geneva L'Rabos Kol Davar. So we explain all the pasuk. But bottom line, imasi timasi lamali. So what do you do with the first phrase of the pasuk? What's that included? Including. What is that double lashon coming to include? So ultimately we're going to say, real ganef. So says the Gemara, ihachi shaber kagashale. So it's a good kasha. What's imasi timasi coming to include? It's a good kasha. So Gemara says, no, mishum de isle pircha. Larabos called pircha. Because this whole klal part of klal, it sounds beautiful. But there's a problem with it. Why? The Rabbos Kol Davar, we say that therefore you include everything because you have these extra general words. Mehecha kamaisi le, mi klal basra. So you want to say it works as a klal of prado klal, but one of the klalim is the last word, which is chayim. So klal agufa chayim ksivbe, klal of prado klal, mai kamahani le. If you can't go more than one of the words of the klal is. Fine, like Tana the Rebbe Shmuel said before, you can have a klal or prado klal, even if the klalim are not the same exact words, but you cannot darshan and include more than one of those words. So, ilas uye kol davar hachayim ksev, you can't go more than bale chayim. Bale chayim in midiach bini lo. So therefore, that's what the Gemara says, it's not a perfect klal or prado klal, and that's why you need mishamachi itzrich imimatzei. That's why you need imimatzei, we didn't finish yet, imimatzei to teach us to use that to function as the other klal in the pasuk. So the Gemara says, one second, Amri Vashne klal tesmichi adadi dinu. That's funny, because then you have klal prat in the pasuk. Imimatzei dimatzei viado, hageneva, shor chamor seh. So are you allowed to do that? You have the two klal next to each other, the prats aren't even in between them. So the Gemara says, Amar Avina, yes. Kedamri b'mar Rava. So we're going to have it one more time. Like it says in Eretz Yisrael, Kol makam shatamoti shnei klalos hasmuchim zel hazeh. Whenever you have two klalim next to each other, and then specifics listed afterwards, hatel prat b'nehem, throw the pratim in between them, v'donim b'klalo prat, and judge them like a klal and a prat. Remember, all of these are tools that Chazal had to interpret the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah encoded. There are many halachas and drashas encoded in the Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Chazal the tools of decoding. So those are Kal Vachomer, Gzeira Shava. These are all clues. So the fact, oh, how can you say this, Kal? If they're literally not, no, this is one of the tools. What? The Kal Prada Klal, you know, is purely logical. It's all based on drashas. So this is the Masara that they had. So Shadi Shor Ben Himatze Timatze. Throw Shor between Himatze Timatze. Lasuye Mai. To include what? Ilasuye Baal Chayim Echayim Nafka. You don't need it to include Baal Chayim because that you know from the word Chayim. Elasuye Davar She'ein Baal Chayim. To include even things that are not Baal Chayim. Bedrosha Achi. And this is the Drosha. Ma Prat Mefurish Davar Amitalta Vagufa Mamon. As we had yesterday, 2 days ago. Just like the Prat is items that are movable and they are inherently Mamon, so I've called Davar Amitalta Vagufa Mamon, so to include everything, that's what the word Shor teaches me, as if he had Shor in the middle of two clouds. Visusha de Chamar Ben Himatze Litimatze, then throw Chamar in also in between. Lasuye Mai, to include what? Ila Asuye Davar Shein Baal Chayim Mishor Nafka. If it's to include things that are not Baal Chayim, you just learned that from the first word. Shor includes even items that are not Baal Chayim. El Lasuye Davar Mesuyam, it's to include a Davar Mesuyam, which we ran through yesterday, so now we can talk about it a little bit more. What's Davar Mesuyam? To include a Davar Mesuyam, only, you only pay kefel for a Davar Mesuyam, something that is specific. What does that mean? So Rashi on yesterday's daf, Samach Gimel Bar Aleph, Rashi quotes Mesuyam means it has simanim on it. Bottom Rashi, Samach Gimel Bar Aleph. Lemuti Davar Sheinu Mesuyam, you don't pay kefel for a Davar Sheinu Mesuyam, She'ein Labailim Simin Bo. If it doesn't have a simon, you don't pay kefel on it. And as Mr. Spalter asked yesterday, look at Tosfos. Davar Sheinu Mesuyam, Pirush HaKuntres, Davar Sheinu Labailim Simin Bo, Vakasha. Mali Yesh Bo Simin, Mali Ein Bo Simin. What difference does it make? What difference does it make if Yesh Bo Simin or Ein Bo Simin? So Tosfos gives his own shot. The Rivas gives his own shot, and then go to the third line of Tosfos, the third shot. Va'od Hayinu Yecholim Lafarish Davar Mesuyam, Kihid Beperak HaZohav. Man Na'al Davar Mesuyam, La'afuki Chatzi Rimon, V'chatzi Egos, Delo. If I steal half a pomegranate of yours, I only have to pay back Karen and not Kefil. That's Tosis. So, first of all, what's the svar for that? And number two, you see the Gilyan Ashash, Rabbi Kiva Eger here on that Tosis says, Ayein Shabbos Tafsam Gimel Amabez, Tosis Amai. There, Tosis discusses the case of partners. Partners that steal, Shutfin that steal something, they each have to pay Kefil on half of what they stole. Right? So, ask the Rabbi Kiva Eger on Tosis. How could Tosis here say that you don't pay kefil on stealing half of something? If you have two partners that steal something, they each pay kefil on half of it. So, says Rav Elchanan. So, what's the answer? How do you answer the difference between the two? Because at least, in the partner case, the Maisa Gneva was on a whole item. You're right, in terms of the Tashlumin, you pay kefil on half each. But at least it was a Maisa Gneva on a whole item. That's why it's good. To lo miftar mishum davar shein mesuyim ela im ganav chatzi rimon lechatzi ego. It's avalim rimon hu shalem ela lo nas et ganav rak al chetzio lo miftar. So that's Tosfos, that's Rabbi Kiva Eger, and that's Rabbi Chanan.
What does
Tosfos
call mesuyam?
Tosfos says mesuyam is like another word for shalem. You can substitute mesuyam as shalem. So that's, and there are a couple of other pshat I've given in Tosfos, but that is getting back to mesuyam. Okay, so back to the Gemara over here. So the Gemara is finishing up the Braisa. So what is each one including? Shor and Chamor. Lasuya Davar Mesuyam, to include only, you only pay Keva for a Mesuyam and not for Ena Mesuyam. Ihachi Seh Lamali. So now we still have the word Seh. We still have the word Seh. So what do you do with the word Seh? So now the Gemara says, in giving Pshat to Tanya de Bechizkia, the whole thing that we've said in the past 35 lines must be wrong. Because we finally figured out the extra klal, klal prada klal, we included himatzei, and you got to throw the words in between the himatzei timatzei, but we have nothing to learn out from the word seh. Once you throw shor and chamar in, what are you learning from the word seh? So it must be this whole thing is not about klal prada klal, it's about riba umiyet. Miyet v'riba, a different tool. Ella riba umiyet v'riba hu. That's what it must be. Kitatani de Rabbi Yishmael, like Rabbi Yishmael darshins. Tatani de Rabbi Yishmael, b'mayim beis pa'amim. Whenever Rabbi Yishmael says, it says b'mayim twice. What does it say b'mayim twice? Where the Torah discusses and describes the kosher fish. Kosher fish. Rashi quotes the pasuk. Tochlu kol asher b'mayim. You're allowed to eat anything in the water. Kol asher lo snapir v'katzkeses b'mayim. Anything that has fins and scales in the water. So it says b'mayim twice in the pasuk. Why does it say water twice in the pasuk? So the Gemara says, "Ein ze klal prat ela riba umiyet v'riba." Right, so it's not a klal prat a klal; it's a riba umiyet v'riba. Riba hakol. So it includes everything. My Rabbi, Rabbi Komili. So it includes everything. So too by Geneva, it includes everything. So do by Geneva, when you have this, these extra words of Geneva and Chaim, it includes everything. So Ihachi kolani prati lamali. So now again, so why do you have all these extra examples given? So chalamute karga, vachalamute abadim, vachalamute shtaris, right? The three exclusions that we have back on daf, the beginning of the parak. And Geneva, vechayim, what about those two words? So that teaches me something from tomorrow's daf. Likid derav, de amar, achye lekeren, kein sheganav, yud sugya bezashem for tomorrow. Chayim Geneva means you pay, when you pay the keren, you pay as much as it was worth at the moment that you stole it. Achye lekeren, make alive the keren, kein sheganav, at the moment that you stole it. If it went down in value or up in value, you only pay keren kishas, kein sheganav. That is what is learned from there. Period.
Is
what? We'll get to that tomorrow. We'll get to that tomorrow. That is Hashem. Period. But the Gemara doesn't say, right? What word does the Gemara not say? What do you use with timasei for? It's open to learn her real Geneva. Just got to add that in, because that's the punchline of these last 25 to 30 lines. But add that in right before we go to the next word, because that's what this all brought. So timasei is left over. That's what you use for real Geneva. Fine.
Did you say yesterday that you
Tosfos says asked that question yesterday also. Yeah, sometimes the Gemara has avadim or hukas l'kakos, therefore it doesn't need a limud. And sometimes it does. So you have to know exactly avadim are kikarka, but maybe they're not exactly like karka. So here you included everything. That's why you would say you need a separate avadim. If you include everything, so you only exclude little by little. So if you exclude little by little, so you could exclude karka without excluding avadim. According to the other manda amar now, that you do have a makar for ganav, and the ganav asmo nafkalei miyamati aganav. So hayim amati timati madarish bay. So now we finally figured out what's extra. So what does the other manda amar do with this pasuk? We barely look at the Rav Bara Hiloi. The Amar Rav Bara Hiloi uses it from the following. My time at the Rav. Why does Rav say the Amar modi beknas v'achagach ba'oedim pater? Why does Rav say that if I'm chayv a knas and I'm modi about the knas before Edim come, and then Edim come, I'm still putter. We know the din of Modi B'Knas putter. Right? If I'm Modi B'Knas, I go to Bezin and say, I stole it. I'm only Chayv Karen. I'm not Chayv Kefel. But what if Edim come a week later? Or even if they come 5 minutes later? Still I'm putter, says Rav. Dechziv im himatzei timatzei. Im himatzei be'edim timatzei be'dayanim. If it's found only because of the Edim, so then you'll find the Kefel by the Dayanim. Prat lamarshia etz atzmo, excluding somebody who incriminates themselves. Lamarshia etz atzmo, that's the din learned out from im himatzei timatzei. We've discussed this a number of times in the past. There's a machlokas between the ksos and the nesivis. The ksos has a tremendous chiddush din in the sugya of mode de beknas, vakach bo edim. Says the ksos, he's explaining a bach, which we usually don't mention when we quote this. The bach says, explaining the tour, let's go back in time. The tour says that if you have an ox of partners that was stolen, let's say I stole an ox that belonged to two people, and then I go over to one of them and I'm mode de beknas. But the other one, and then and I was kofer to the other one. I mowed it to one and kofer the other one. And then Edom come that I was tovecho mocher. So says the tour, you have to pay half of dollar v'hei to the one that you denied it to. That's the tour, because you were mowed b'knas to this one, but not to that one. Says the Bach, that the tour must be talking about a case where you were mowed to one of them in one bezdin, and you were kofer in another bezdin. Because if you were mowed in one bezdin, then automatically that's a hadah that works for both partners. Ask the V'achi harava muflag. My brother, says the Ksos. Who's the Ksos' brother? The Kuchas Asvekas. My brother asked, so what do you go to another Bezdin? If you're a Moda in one Bezdin, that's it. It's finished. Who cares that you were kofer in another Bezdin? So says the Ksos, this is why I come up with my Kiddush. The Ksos says, Moda Beknas is a din in Bezdin. It's not a din in as we thought. It's Hafkas Achiyuv. That he is, if the person usurps the Machayev of the Knas, then it's finished. So the Ksos is a din in Bezdin. One Bezdin cannot be Machayev you if you are Moda. You go to another Bezdin, that's fine. So even forget partners, says the Ksos. Let's say a person is Moda Beknas in Bezdin A. And then Adam go to Bezdin B and says that he's Chayev, he has to pay Kefel based on Bezdin B. Because it's a din in Bezdin. One Bezdin cannot be Machayev you. So probably, according to the Ksos, it will never be used because the litigant, the person in the other party, would just take him to another court. It's so easy to be Machayev him. Maybe the point is the other way. Why should you be putter just because you are moda, right? You look at it the other way. You should be chayiv. You see Edom coming, so you run to court and you testify and you're moda. Either way, that's the chiddush of the ksos. That is a din in bezdin. The nesiv is there. Most achronim argue it's not a din in bezdin. It's not just a din in bezdin, but it's really a hafkas achiv, and you cannot be chayiv once you are modeh. Period. Maybe it's part of tshuva. Rav Soloveitchik said that maybe it's a din in an onesh. A knas is an onesh. And therefore, by definition, an onesh cannot be self-inflicted. Part of the definition of onesh is to be inflicted by Bezdin. And therefore, if you're modeh beknas, so that undermines the whole definition of what a knas is supposed to be. And that's why we pass a modeh beknas pater. And just one, two other points related to this. We mentioned in the past that Rav Soloveitchik had the amazing suffix. We know there's an aveira for Bezdin to be ma'anish on Shabbos. That's the tzchinach and kuf yedalad, right? Only one mitzvah in Parshas Vayakhel, right? Lo savar reish b'chol moshe v'seichem, which we learn now, Bezdin can't put somebody to death on Shabbos. Or give malchus for that matter, chavala, because those are violations. So the issur is to be ma'anish on Shabbos. So Rav Soloveitchik had the suffix. Is that just a problem because you're violating a malacha when you're ma'anish? Right? Like killing or wounding? Or, no, the problem is, per se, giving an onesh on Shabbos. You can't give an onesh on Shabbos. Nafkamina, can Bezdin be mechayev a knas on Shabbos? But if a knas is called an onesh, so then that's a case where there's no malacha being done. It's a durabana, whatever, maso, mechach, or memkar. But that could be a suffix. But one final, I saw in Rav Nevenzal last night, he writes in Parshas Achremos, he quotes Al Derech Melitza. He says that the Zohar quotes that when a person is misvadeh on his sins, that itself takes away some of the onesh. Right? Once we do vidui, we take away some, he says that the mekatrikim don't deal with it anymore, only a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Once we're modeh. So we're modeh with our knasos, so then, you know, pater. Modeh b'knas is pater, because once we do vidui. Aye, v'achar kach bo edim. That's machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says your pater even if edim come. Right? The mekatrikim to come afterwards, tiny Kodesh Baruch Hu. This guy did all these averis. So says Rav Nevenzal, Baderech Melitza. So we say in right, Bilam said, Oi, mi yichye mi sumo el. Mi yichye, who can live? Mi Shmuel. Mi sumo el. If we paskin like Shmuel, who can live? Who can live? Akach bo edim is going to be chayiv. But Baruch Hashem, v'salafti lavoni ki ravhu. Because we paskin like Rav, Baruch Hashem, and we paskin like Rav, and therefore, v'salafti lavoni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is soleach our avonos, and that way we're able to go on. Okay, let's continue. You're dismissed. Okay, so says the... I told you it was worth it. It's always worth it. So says the Gemara Vayter. By the way, did you notice what time I turned over to Amin Beis today? Says the Gemara, according to the one who says, who uses Himati Tamatze to learn Marshias Atzmo, so what does he use our Shari Arshian for? For the Iker Din of Modeh B'Knas being Pater. And maybe according to the one who learns them both to Toin Tain is Ganav, he doesn't need to learn that Din because he holds like Shmuel. Period. If one is about ganav, one about toin tanis ganav. So bishlama im himatei timatzei. Look at the Rav Barai Hiloi. So I know himatei timatzei is telling me to teach me. Rav Barai Hiloi, which is modeh b'knas v'akach bo edim, is going to be patur. Avakolhani prati lamali. What do they use all these other pratim for? Right, this extra pasuk that we brought in. What does the first one use it for? Kitatan the very shmal. Basically nothing. He doesn't use it for anything. Right? Sometimes the Torah repeats just to add in one new element. So once himatzei is added in, so therefore all the other pratim are just repeated, but not really to teach me anything. The aim doesn't mean that it's extra words in the Torah. It just means the Torah has parallelism. The aim of ganav atzmo b'shvua. Wow. So maybe now that we said we had all these limudim and when Toin Tanis Ganav is compared, maybe a Ganav himself should only be chayiv if he swears about it. Just like Toin Tanis Ganav is only with a shvua, so do a Ganav Atzmo. The Rashba and the Rashi maybe a little bit say this is only according to the Manda Amar that says Ganav and Toin Tanis Ganav are in the same pasuk. That's when you can have the Havamina that they're going to be the same. But if they're in two different parshias, then there's no such Havamina. Again, it might be the question is, how much is Ganav and Toin Tanis Ganav the same parsha? Did in Gedeva? Did in the Shmira? Right. That's the parallel. Says the Gemara, Lo Tzagadaitach. You can't have such a Havamina. Maybe that's the Havamina Maskana. The Tanya of the Baraita says Rabbi Yaakov Omer Shnayim Mishalem Shalom B'Shvuah without a Shvuah. Ata Omer Shalom B'Shvuah Inu Ala B'Shvuah. It's without a Shvuah, with a Shvuah. Amar Lo Kachaya. Can't be. My Lo Kachaya. What does that mean? So Amar Abaya Lo Dichvar When a Shnayim Mishalem LeGanav. Don't say pay kefal. But lazy b'kavachomer mitoin tainas ganav. You really learned that from a kavachomer. Umat toin tainas ganav. To behet teirasi liyadei by toin tainas ganav, where it came to his hand beheter. either it was found by him or it was given to him. Omar Kral Shalim Trey. So if it came to you beheter, you have to pay double. So Ganav Atzmo to be Sura Asaliyadi Lokal Shekain. So surely if you got a Be'isr, you should pay double. So it's a Kavachomer. Elosh, Naim Yisham, the cause of Rahmana, but Ganav Atzmo Lamali. So therefore, why does it say Kefel? If you say there's a positive by Ganav Atzmo, the Afilu Shalom Beshvua must be teaching me to even without a Shvua. Finishing up, is that really what this whole thing we said himatzi timatzi is used up for various halachas? Is that really what it's used up for? We need himatzi timatzi to teach me the following. Yado, if he's kefil, if it's found in his hand, in the yado, only pay kefil if it's found in his hand. Gago chatzer v'karpivo minayin. How do I know that I pay kefil if I found it on his roof or on his chatzer or in his yard? Tamalomar himatzi timatzi mikol makom. So you see, himatzi timatzi is used up. So MK, no, le makra, oh himatzi timatze, oh timatzi timatze. You should have said the same word twice. Midashani krav, for the fact that the Torah uses a different word, himatze timatze, shmamina tarti. So that's how you know, by both. Big Shiloh, maybe we'll start with 1 minute about this kinyan chatzer. Do you need a maisa geneva? If an animal just walks into my yard, and then that way, and then I realize it's in my yard, and I'm happy about it, is that a geneva? And I have kavanah to steal it? So just say now, because there's a lot to talk tomorrow, we can spend 5 hours on. Right? So the so Rashi in Bamitzia, Daf Yudim Abayis, when this is quoted, says, it walked into your yard and you closed the door. So the Ksos is Medayik that you need a Maisa Geneva. You need a Maisa Geneva, you need a physical act. You can't just do a Geneva through thought. You need a Maisa Geneva, right? Like Shlichus Yad, Shalech Had Bepikadon, or Isa Gazlan. So the others argue, but Rav Issa Zalman says he thinks that the Taptosis also holds like Rashi. Because you see the Taptosis? What ainly lo biyado pirish gon vi biyado mamish gago chatzero? What's chatzero? Klomar shehichisha b'makel v'chatzisha b'albayis. I herded it into my yard. So there also Rashi and Tos was here, and Rashi and Mamsiyat Afyud both talk about a maisus, even though it's not explicit in the Gemara. They think it can't be automatic chatzero, like I could get a matana in my chatzero. A geneva needs a physical maisa geneva. Okay, very good. We'll stop here. Tamar's Karen K Shaganav Tavra Vashasya Chomesh Shinui, get into the world of Shinui. Next, now we get into the world of Meruva, which every daf, really, you can spend months on. But we'll try to fit it into 50 minutes.